Hello.
Morning, sir.
What's the news this morning?
Well, the news is about the same as it was last night. We have about 500 Marines ashore. The rebels have heavy weapons and are holed up and barricading themselves in the center of the city. The police force are relatively ineffective against these people because they can't deal with these heavier weapons. They sent out a tank which was promptly knocked out by a bazooka. There was no report of any contact or any fighting by our Marines. That's in San Domingo. The situation in Vietnam is we have no report yet from the contacts which the Marines made on their patrol. Our RECO flights were not too effective on account of bad weather. There are some indications that the regular units of the North Vietnamese Army had moved their headquarters a little closer to where the Marines are located at the airport there. There's some conflicting intelligence on our communications, but we're still getting on top of this. Is there any point in particular that you have in mind, sir?
No, back to the Dominican Republic thing. Can we have any evaluation of the relative strengths and what really happened yesterday that turned this thing around?
Well, sir, yes, we do. First place, we've identified eight hardcore Castro-trained guerrillas that are, and when they came in, they pushed aside the Boche people and took command of the forces. The Boche people were, they might be slightly pink, but were not as the kind of terrorists that the Castroites were. They took over the situation. They raided police stations, took their arms, took their uniforms, and was sort of in command of the city in spots. The regular army, the tank units and so forth, General Castleman had just sat on his ditty box over there and hasn't done a darn thing about moving in. I think he's afraid of the gasoline bombs and the bazookas in the hands of the rebels. The army officers are holed up inside the city in one or two places and seem to have lost their nerve against the hardcore and hard-nosed Castro-led guerrillas. I think they lined up a bunch of people and shot them, and this is kind of terrorized the other folks. In our opinion, this is a real struggle mounted by Mr. Castro.
What do you think we'll do about it?
Well, sir, I think, sir, that we've got to take a more positive action to clean these people out. And otherwise, this lab will drag on and on, and eventually these other folks will get, the Castro-led types will get the top hand, and we'll have a mess on our hands. And we'll restore order and turn it back over to the junta. You know, we had a member of the junta that requested and begged us to do this.
Well, that'll put us in pretty much trouble internationally with all the international organizations, OAS and the United Nations, won't it?
It could, sir. And I noticed that OAS is meeting this morning. But there's no question in my mind that this is the start of the expansion of Castro's...
How many Castro terrorists are there?
Well, we have possibly identified eight of them. And I sent a list over to the White House, about 6 o'clock, brochure on them, on the Bill right in your office, you know, set the situation room and who they are, what they are, and what their training is, man.
Have we, what has been our problem with the intelligence down there? Have we known this thing was in this shape?
From my review of it, sir, I think we've been on pretty much on top of this. Yes, sir. And, of course, forces being prepositioned and all that, and readiness to move in was part of the deal. I think that there are some deficiencies in our ability to get, excuse me, a regular broadcast radio that's aboard ship. We should have had some of those aboard the ship there so that we could reassure the populace and all that sort of thing. The local radio station San Domingo, of course, went off the air, and the only thing they heard was from Puerto Rico. And I looked at this thing last night after I got back from your nice dinner. It looked to me like that we ought to equip ourselves with regular household radio transmitters so that the house radio could, we could broadcast some information direct to the people if we so wish.
Did we get our walkie-talkies in there yesterday?
Yes, sir. They were distributed. One of the difficulties, as you know, is that the Army units in the city and the government had tanks on the other side of the river didn't have any way to talk to each other. So we distributed 70 sets, I understand it, yesterday. And now they're in communication with each other.
Okay, we'll probably get together a little later. I'll probably call you a little later.
All right, sir.